A fungus responsible for destroying tens of thousands of mature oak trees in the West has been detected in a variety of garden plants grown in Southern California. Commercial nurseries throughout California stand to lose millions of dollars as eastern states ban shipments of plants from California. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
For many gardeners, it just wouldn't be spring without the velvety blossoms of camellias or the heady fragrance of lilacs in bloom. Yet these garden favorites are among dozens of plant species grown in California that are now banned in at least 9 states, from Indiana to Georgia and Florida. Denise Fiber is with the Department of Agriculture in Florida, where 5 nurseries received plants from California that have tested positive for the pathogen Phytophthora, known as sudden oak death.
The samples that have come back as positive are camellia plants, and there are also honeysuckle plants, azaleas, rhododendron, many of the viburnum species, chestnut trees, beech, laurel, wood rose, lilacs.
California's $2+ billion wholesale nursery business supplies much of the nation with these and other plants that form the backbone of commercial landscapes and residential gardens. Last month, plants infected with sudden oak death turned up in 2 nurseries in Southern California. The USDA immediately ordered inspections for 1,500 commercial growers before they could resume shipping plants across state lines. Infected plants were incinerated. But states such as Florida and Kentucky weren't satisfied with those precautions. They banned all plants originating in California. Fiber says it was a reasonable step since so little is known about such a deadly organism.
The host list has continued to expand over the last months, even not just years, but even March 4th of this year, a new plant was added to the host list.
Sudden oak death has no cure. Even so, growers in California are crying foul. Robert Faulkner with the California Association of Nurserymen says Florida's strict ban may violate federal law, which stops at quarantining host plants until they pass inspection. Kentucky has even banned the import of California firewood and lumber, which, according to Faulkner, amounts to hysteria.
It's like trying to regulate the potential risk that may happen someday. There's no science behind that at all. And certainly, if we go down that road, we would just close our borders to everything.
Even some retail nurseries within California are canceling orders from the 2 wholesalers found to have infected plants. But most are less concerned.
Still it. Where's it going?
Norman.
The bananas in?
Yeah, we got all those bananas back there, the larger specimens.
East Bay Nursery in Berkeley, California is a popular retail garden center where Barry Larriman is in charge of buying inventory. He continues to stock camellias and rhododendrons. According to Larriman, pathogens like sudden oak death are spreading because environmental pollution makes plants more susceptible to disease. He says the best protection is not quarantine, but good gardening practices to keep plants disease-resistant. Larriman says California's nursery business may sustain a hit from this infestation, but it will continue to be competitive.
At the end, we're going to find what happens with most diseases. The strong survive, and the weak cave in. So we'll end up with a stronger, healthier population.
Commercial growers in the state are in talks with U.S. ag officials who are negotiating with eastern states to scale back their restrictions. A solution may be found in stricter inspections and certification of plants as infection-free before they cross state lines. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.